ലാവകുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീമദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. ബ്രഹ്മണ്യാദായ കർമാണി സംഗം ത്യക്ത്വാ ധനഞ്ജയ സോറി സംഗം ത്യക്ത്വാ കരോതി യഃ ലിപ്യതേ ന സ പാപേന പത്മപത്രമിവാംബസ പത്മപത്രവിവാംബസ. യാ, ആഫ്റ്റർ സ്പീക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദി സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓഫ് എ ജ്ഞാനി ഓർ എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹു ഈസ് ഫോളോയിങ് ദ ജ്ഞാനമാർഗം, ഹു ഈസ് എ യോഗി ഹു നോസ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത് ദാറ്റ് എവറിഥിങ് ഈസ് ബട്ട് വൺ ആത്മൻ ഓർ വൺ ബ്രഹ്മൻ അലോൺ, കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ഈവൻ മൈ ഭക്താസ് ഓർ ദർ ഇസ് എൻ ആൾട്ടർനേറ്റീവ് വേ ഓഫ് ഡൂയിങ് ഇറ്റ്. So, karma yoga can be done either through knowledge, either through knowing or samabhavana, knowing that everything is Brahman, it is everything, whatever we see is the self in all and all in self, such as the vision, or by the attitude of offering to Ishvara. So in the previous shloka he said that naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattvavit. So yuktah, a person whose mind is focused, concentrated, he will know that I am not the act doer, but indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. So indriyas are doing actions. So there is an alternative way of doing or achieving this, a simpler way or alternative way. And in one of the commentaries, it is said that like, it's not an alternative way. Naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta. That view is the view of a jnani, of a jivan mukta or brahma jnani. Whereas whatever Krishna is telling in the 10th shloka is about jijnyasus. Jijnyasus and ajnanis. So for jnanis, actions will not trouble them. But for ajnanis as well, actions will not trouble them. Either we can take it that way or we can take it that we can knowingly, having the knowledge that I am not the doer, sense organs are doer, that way like we can get rid of actions, get rid of attachment to actions, kurvan api na lipyate, or we can also do it through a second way by offering. So brahmani adhaya. ബ്രഹ്മണി ആധായ കർമാണി, കർമാണി ബ്രഹ്മണി ആധായ, എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹു ഓഫേഴ്സ് ഓൾ ആക്ഷൻസ് ഓൺ ടു ബ്രഹ്മൻ. സോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഹിയർ മീൻസ് പരമാത്മൻ ഓർ ഈശ്വര ഓർ നിർഗുണ പരബ്രഹ്മൻ. സോ ഹി നോട്ട് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹു നോട്ട് ഓൺലി ഓഫേഴ്സ് ഓൾ ആക്ഷൻസ് ഓൺ ടു ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ബട്ട് സംഗം ത്യക്ത്വാ കരോതി യഹ, സംഗം ത്യക്ത്വാ കരോതി. സോ യഹ കർമാണി ബ്രഹ്മണി ആധായ, എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹു ഓഫേഴ്സ് ഓൾ ആക്ഷൻസ് ഓൺ ടു ബ്രഹ്മൻ ആൻഡ് സംഗം ത്യക്ത്വാ കരോതി ആൻഡ് ഡസ് വിതൗട്ട് എനി അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ്, സച്ച് എ പേഴ്സൺ സ ന ലിപ്യതേ പാപേന, സ പാപേന ന ലിപ്യതേ, സച്ച് എ പേഴ്സൺ പാപേന ന ലിപ്യതേ, ഹി ഡസൻ ഗെറ്റ് അറ്റാച്ച്ഡ് ഓർ ടെയിൻറ്റഡ് ബൈ സിൻസ്. പത്മപത്രം ഇവ അംബസ, പത്മപത്രം അംബസ ഇവ. സോ ഈവൻ ആസ് ലോട്ടസ് ലീഫ്, പത്മപത്രം അംബസ, ലോട്ടസ് ലീഫ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് ടെയിൻറ്റഡ് ബൈ വാട്ടർ, ഇസ് നോട്ട് വെറ്റ് ബൈ വാട്ടർ. ഈവൻ ആസ് ലോട്ടസ് ലീഫ് വിച്ച് ഇസ് ഇൻ വാട്ടർ ആൻഡ് നോട്ട് ആൻഡ് സ്റ്റിൽ നോട്ട് വെറ്റ് ബൈ വാട്ടർ, സിമിലർലി എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂ ഡസ് ആക്ഷൻസ്, ഹൂ പെർഫോംസ് ആക്ഷൻസ് as an offering to Ishvara and does it without any attachment, such a person, he doesn't get tainted by sins. So this is the same thing as yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma vijitendriyah sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvannapina lipyate. Same thing as a yogi. A person who is a yogi, he will very soon attain Brahman because he will not be tainted by actions or fruits of actions. So this, like the 10th shloka, the 8th, 9th and the 10th shloka view, we can take it one as Brahmajnani and Jitnyasus, and the other way of telling is that it's an alternative way, because a jnani may not always think that I am not the doer, but ego is the doer, but he may also offer everything to Ishvara. That is also one of the ways. So the easiest way of doing is offering everything to Ishvara, which will indirectly make us a non-doer. So when we are offering all actions to Ishvara and doing it without any attachment, without any sangam, then we are not the doer. So it's an indirect way of doing it. So those commentaries might say that, okay, one is the view of a Brahmajnani and the other is the view of a Jijnyasu. We can also take it that there are two alternative ways in which a person can do actions yet be unattached by it, or unaffected or untainted by it, and that is the state of a yogi. So yoga, in real yoga, if real yoga is practiced, then a person will not be tainted. So in the explanation that 8th and 9th shloka speaks about Brahmajnani and the 10th shloka speaks about Jijnyasus, in that case also Jijnyasus can also do yoga. But the only difference is that Jijnyasus will falter again. They'll do yoga for some time, forget it, then again do, forget it. And they'll do it with effort, whereas for a Brahmajnani it is without effort. So whatever way we take it, it's fine. Like, it's an alternative way. There are two ways of doing it. One is directly saying that I am not the doer. The Indriyas are the doer. The ego is the doer. The mind is the doer. Different ways of telling. Trigunas are the doer. There are different, like in Gunatita Yogam or Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogam, Krishna says that Nanyam Gunebek Kartaram Yada Drishtanu Pashyati. When a person knows that there is no drash, no karta, kartaram or karta, there is no karta, doer other than gunebhyah, gunebhyah anyah na kartaram yada drishta anupashyati. So there is no doer apart from the trigunas. And in this look, in this chapter, Krishna speaks about indriya as the doer. Many other places he may be speaking about karta, or as the ahankaram or the ego or jiva. It's all different ways of telling it. The atman cannot do everything other that is not the atman. Like anatman is involved in actions, whereas the atman is a mere sakshi. So the sakshi bhavam can happen either with the knowledge that I am sakshi, everything else is doing actions, I am unaffected, I am untainted by actions, or by offering Ishvara arpitam nechaya kritam chitta shodakam mukti sadakam. So offering it to Ishvara and doing it without getting attached to it. So we cannot say that one is greater than the other is not greater. It's when we say that, okay, bhakti, a person who offers to Ishvara is not a real Brahmajnani, because a Brahmajnani should only have the knowledge that I am the Sakshi. That cannot be true, because as long as the jiva is there, he'll always be offering to Paramatman or Ishvara. So a person might have the view of a bhakta or a jnani. In both ways, the ultimate goal is that a person is not the person, or like a person or the sadhaka or the jnani is associated with the atman, which is not the doer. The doer is either ahankaram or the anatman. Anatman is the doer, whereas the atman is not the doer. Since atman is not the doer, it will not get affected by it. And that state wherein a person maintains equanimity is the state when he is unaffected by fruits of actions. So samabhavana, or maintaining equanimity, is when the mind is tranquil, the mind is unaffected by the state or situations around. And that is possible only when a person is not affected by actions. actions and their fruits. As long as a person is affected by actions as well as the fruit of actions, that means his mind will be wavering. So if his mind is not wavering, then that means that he is ever established as the Sakshi Atman, which is the not the doer of actions. So that doesn't also mean that, okay, since his mind is tranquil, he'll not be doing actions, because he'll still be doing actions.
Sorry.
He'll still be doing actions, but he'll be not attached to the doer. So actions will still go on, but he will remain a Sakshi of the action. And that Sakshi Bhavam is either through knowledge or through offering. And in the 8th and 9th shloka, as well as this shloka, the Bhakti way or the Jnanam way, both ways what Krishna said, the example is apt for both. That a lotus leaf which is in water, so the lotus leaf is always in water, but still it is untainted by water. So though it is like in water, still it doesn't get water. So that's why Shankara uses this analogy of like water drop in the lotus leaf, which is very temporary. Therefore he uses that logic to say that nalini ralagata jalamati taralam tadvad jeevitam atishaya chapalam viddi vyadhya vimana grastam lokam shokahatam cha samastam. In Bhaja Govindam, he says that life is so temporary. It is always changing. Anityam asukam lokam. It is ever changing. It is so changing that it's like the water in a lotus leaf. 1 second it is there, the next moment it falls down. So that means lotus leaf is never wet by water, though it is in water. Similarly, a yogi is in the world doing actions, but he'll not be affected by actions or the fruits of actions, because he is associated with the Atman, not the Ahankaram, not the ego, not the Indriyas. So all this like is with respect to the state in the mind, state beyond the mind. So when a person knows in his mind, when his mind is not attached or affected to actions, then from the Indriya level, he will do actions, but at the mind level, everything will be converted to Brahman. So at the mind level, the transition happens. So beyond the mind or the Antakarnam, there is only Atman. And from starting from the Antakarnam, whatever happens, that will have Dvaitam, that will have Bedam. Whereas beyond that, it is Abedam. So it is the Antakarnam where Bedam, Dvaitam, everything is converted or transformed into Advaitam. It is with the knowledge that everything is but one God or one Ishvara, one Atman alone. So merely offering into Ishvara without getting attached is not exactly possible, because we will be seeking something or the other. So a person can perfectly offer everything to Ishvara only if he knows that Ishvara is Advaitam, Advitiya Satyam, and Ishvara alone is present here. Unless that is there, then offering will be there, but offering will be of different type, like Vaishnavas or Shaivas. Offer everything to Ishvara, but know that I am different from Ishvara, and like Shaivas shouldn't be good, Shiva Bhakta shouldn't be good. Only I should get, only Vaishnavas should get, only Christians should get, all those things will come into picture. Whereas when a person has the knowledge about Brahman, about Ishvara, that Ishvara alone is present here, then he will be able to do offering like in a perfect way. So offering will become perfect, and along with the offering he will not be attached to the action, because he knows that everything is only Nimitta Matram. So everything, whatever happens in the world is just like a normal happening, like it just happens, that's it, incidental. It doesn't have any real value, therefore he'll not be affected by it. So now the question comes as to how the yogi does such action. So in the previous shloka, Shankara, previous two shlokas, Shankara said that he will have the notion that I am not the doer. The indriyas are doing action, and a better explanation, better interpretation, better alternative is when a person does action but offers it to Ishvara without getting attached. So is such a thing really possible? Even if it is possible, what will be the fruit of that action? So any action, so even though the indriyas are doing action, that means the indriyas should get the phalam. And indriyas are not the indriyas are doing actions means indriyas should gain some phalam. And that phalam of the indriyas cannot retain it because they are propelled by the mind. That means the mind will get some phalam. So what is the phalam with this right attitude? So with the attitude of I am not the doer, ultimately I am not the doer, or the attitude of offering, what will happen? What is the fruit or the phalam of such action? That means we can ask as to, can you please explain this? Like, it's like Arjuna asking Krishna again that, okay, can you please explain as to how such actions are to be done? So if like I have to have the notion that I am not the doer, indriyas are doer, then will actions really happen? It cannot really happen because the mind is controlling. So if the indriyas are doing and the mind is not involved, then it cannot do any action. Therefore, explain me more as well as tell me what is the fruit, what is the phalam of and this action. Any action should have a phalam. So what is the karma phalam? What is the karma phalam of nishkama karmam? You said nishkama karmam. Till now I understood that it is nishkama karmam that a person has to do. Nishkama karmam and asanga karmam. So karmam in which a person doesn't expect any fruit and he is not attached to the action. But in both ways, what is the phalam? What is the karma phalam that a person gains? Even if it is nishkama karmam or asanga karmam, still it should have fruit which affects the mind. So what is that fruit? That is what Krishna says in the 11th shloka. Kayena manasa buddhya kevalairindriyairapi yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye So this is one of the shloka where the real importance or essence of Sanskrit comes up. So the word sangam tyaktva atma shuddhaye. So atma shuddhaye. So atma shuddhaye means with respect to atman. So it's shuddhi of atman. That means atman is impure. Whereas as per Vedantam, the Atman is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktam. So we should understand that Atma can also mean the body or the mind or the intellect as well. So Atma is not merely Atman. It depends on the context. So here it is not the direct meaning we have to take, not the Vachyartham, but the Lakshyartham of the word Atma. Atma Shuddhi, purity of the Atman. The Atman becomes pure is impossible because Atman is ever pure. Therefore, it has to be the mind in this particular context. So, how is this particular action or the action that a yogi does, how is that action? Kayena manasa buddhya kevalaihi indriyaihi api. So, yoginaha, the yogi karma kurvanti, he does actions like any other person. With what instruments? Kayena, through the body. Manasa, through the mind. Buddhya, through the intellect. Kevalaihi indriyaihi api, through the indriyas as well, or the indriyas alone as well. That means he does action either through kayam और मनस और बुद्धि और मियरली इंद्रियास. मियरली इंद्रियास मीन्स लाइक यू हैव टू यूज द माइंड एज वेल, बट वेन यू वेन वी आर एंजॉइंग ऑब्जेक्ट्स लाइक वेन वी आर हैविंग सेंशुअल प्लेशर देन इट इज विद रेस्पेक्ट टू इंद्रियास. एंड एक्शंस थ्रू द बॉडी इज वेन वी हैव लाइक वेन वी जस्ट सी एन ऑब्जेक्ट आवर बॉडी इज नॉट एक्सैक्टली इन्वॉल्व, बट अदर एक्शंस लाइक वॉकिंग एंड अदर थिंग्स आर वेयर the body, bodily contact is really there. So that can be the difference between kaya action as well as indriya action. So what he does is like yogi karma kurvanti, he does action through kayam, manas, vak, whatever instruments are available for him, he uses them, but sangam tyaktva, by renouncing sangam, by renouncing attachment. So by renouncing attachment he does actions. So the way that he does is very similar, very same as any worldly person doing action. Any worldly person will be doing action with whatever instruments are available for him. Similarly, the yogi also does actions, but the only difference is sangam tyaktva, by not being attached to them. So this not being attached is possible only if brahmani adhaya or indriyan indriyateshu vartanta naiva kinchit karomi. So either through the knowledge that I am not the doer or by offering to Ishvara. These are the only two ways that sangam tyaktva, that without attachment actions can be done. So if a person does action and he does without attachment, then he is either offering it to Ishvara or he is doing it with the knowledge that I am not the doer. So that is the way of doing. So it's not the action or the instrument that matters. So the action as well as instrument are the same like a worldly person, like any person in the world, like whatever a person in the world does, like however a person in the world does action, the same way the yogi also does, but sangam tyaktva, that is the difference. Like he does without getting attached to the action, and sangam tyaktva, without getting attached to action, that can be done only when a person is not the doer, when he knows that I am not the doer or he is offering. So nishkama karmam and asanga karmam both go hand in hand. When a person does nishkama karmam, then that means he is not attached to it. And both of them are possible only when he is offering it to Ishvara or he has the knowledge that I am not the doer. And the phalam that is to be achieved through this particular karmam, through the karma that he does, through the nishkama and asanga karma, is atma shuddhaye. So yogi does this karma for atma shuddhaye, for atma shuddhi, means manas shuddhi or chitta shuddhi. So a yogi does actions which lead to chitta shuddhi. So since this shloka says that a yogi does such actions for chitta shuddhi, so that means the yogi is not a jnani. A jnani doesn't need chitta shuddhi because he already has chitta shuddhi. That means the yogi or karma yogi that is spoken about in this chapter is a mumukshu, whereas sannyasi or the jnani is a person who is realized. So that is one view taken by many commentators. Whereas we don't exactly need to differentiate it. Here, the yogi does action without getting attached for purity of mind. That means, that only means that it is a way of telling that it will lead to purity of mind. Atma Shuddhaye means Atma Shuddhi. Atma Shuddhaye means for Atma Shuddhi, it is Chaturthi Vibhakti. But for Atma Shuddhi, we can also say that leads to Atma Shuddhi. That can also be a indirect interpretation of the same. So it means that the action, such action, an action wherein a person does actions without getting attached, sangam tyaktva, that will lead to chitta shuddhi. Chitta shuddhi alone is the phalam. So normal karma phalam is either punyam or papam in the form of sukham or dukkham, an accumulation that is also there, vasana and other things, whereas nishkama and asanga karma has only one fruit, which is chitta shuddhi. And through chitta shuddhi, a person will be able to do more and more contemplation. So through chitta shuddhi, he will again be able to do more and more yoga. So yogi does more and more such actions in order to do more and more yogam. That means he is always doing it. So a yogi does such actions because he needs purity of the mind. That means he needs the mind to be always pure. So that way, if the mind is something which is filled with thoughts, so it may not be pure always. So to ensure that it is always pure, the yogi does that. In this way, the yogi here doesn't need to be a mumukshu, he can also be a jnani. A jnani also does this action so that his mind is ever contemplating on Brahman. So that even at the mind or the lower level of the mind as well, he wants to maintain the same samabhavana. So even though he is a jnani, below the mind he may be doing actions, but at the mental level he wants it pure and always contemplating on Brahman, which is possible only through nishkama and asanga karma. Therefore, he does such action. So this is the karma phalam. The karma phalam that is achieved through asanga as well as nishkama karma. So with respect to karma, so yogi. So till now Krishna was speaking about yogi, a yogi, how he is greater. He spoke about sannyasastu mahabaho dukkhamaptum ayogatah yogayukto munir brahmana chirena digacchati. That yogi, a person with yoga, he attains the goal very easily. And then he said, spoke about how he attains very easily by not getting affected to karma, and as to how a person can do action without getting affected by the fruits of action as well as the action itself. And then that, like the phalam of such action, nishkama asanga karma, is only for chitta shuddhi. Now with respect to action, so Krishna concludes that with respect to action, we have only two ways, two alternatives, or two options. So each and every person in the world, so the next shloka, what Krishna gives, the 12th shloka, is a summary of karma, how we can deal with karma. Any person, irrespective of whether he is a jnani or an ajnani, so irrespective of whether a person is a bhakta or a yogi or a karma yogi, he has only two options with respect to karma. And those two options Krishna gives in the 12th shloka. Yukta karma phalam tyaktva shantim apnoti naishtikim ayukta kamakarena फलेसक्तो निबध्यते. So there is only two options. One is the right way of doing action, and the other is the wrong way. So the right way is the way of where a person knows things and does it in the right way. That is a yuktah. So naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyet. So yukta, the word meaning of yukta, we can have different meaning of yukta, the meanings for the word yukta, but yukta is a person whose mind and intellect are well established. He's a person whose mind and intellect are acting in the right way. So that means the right way of doing things, right way of doing things is knowing that everything is Brahman and doing things with respect to that. And yuktaha can also mean a person who has yoga. So yuktaha and ayuktaha. So the two options with respect to karma is yuktaha, a yogi's view or the right view, and ayuktaha, the wrong view. The right view would lead to anandam, to moksham, whereas the wrong view would lead to more and more sangam. So the right view is when a person does sangam tyaktva. He asanga karma is right view, and sanga karma is wrong view. So yuktaha. So how does the yuktaha do? A person yuktaha karma phalam tyaktva. So he renounces karma phalam. So renouncing karma phalam is one of the parts of renouncing attachment. So sangam tyaktva, sangam to karma. Karma sangam can be either with respect to the karma that we are doing or with respect to the phala that we are expecting. So here karma phalam tyaktva means like a person doesn't crave for fruit. So a person who doesn't crave for fruit obviously will not be attached to the action as well. So that means like he is neither attached to karma phalam nor to karma. So if we aren't attached to the fruit that we are trying to achieve, then we will not be attached to the karma. That is the reason why people who are working in office, they don't like the environment, they will not enjoy working action. They will be working as if they are detached, because they don't like the karma phalam. They have renounced the karma phalam of working in office, therefore they are not attached to working in office. So karma phalam tyaktva means indirectly it also leads to karma or karma sangam tyaktva. That means sangam tyaktva is unattached to both karma phalam as well as karma. So such a person karma phalam tyaktva. So yuktaha karma phalam tyaktva. Yuktaha, a person who has the right view, right attitude, he after having renounced karma phalam, shantim apnoti. He attains shanti. So shanti here means like the state of anandam or moksha. So he attains moksha. And how then, if he renounces karma phalam, then does he renounce karma? No. Why? Naishtikim. So naishtikim means he does actions regularly. So he does actions regularly, but without craving for the fruit. He renounces the fruit of action and attachment to action, thereby he attains shanti. And what is the other person attain? Ayuktaha, a person who is not having the right attitude, he kamakarena phale sakto nibadhyate. So kamakarena, by seeking kamam, by having desire, by having craving for the fruit, kamakarena, through kamam. So since he has kamam, since he has desire, since he is attached to karma phalam, therefore phale sakto, that means because of his desire for fruit, phale saktah, he gets attached to the phalam, therefore nibadhyate, he gets bonded. He gets bonded into the ocean of samsara. So the person who has a person who has the right vision, a yuktaha, he renounces the fruit of action and thereby does all actions. Finally, he attains shanti. Whereas a person ayuktaha, a person who has the wrong attitude, wrong view, he has desires, thereby is attached. He thereby craves for the fruit of action and gets bonded into action. So it's like Vidyaranya telling that kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bhunjate. A person does action for enjoying and he enjoys to do further action. So this goes on. So avidya, kama, karmam or samsaram goes on. So these are the two views or the two states that a person or two position that a person can take with respect to karma. Either you can get attached to the karma phalam or you can get detached. If you are attached to the karma phalam, that means you are craving fruit. Therefore, you will be bonded into doing more and more karma. And karma can only give you dukkham, because leads to sensual pleasures. Sensual pleasures cannot give us sukham. So Krishna himself will tell in later in this chapter that yehi samsparshaya bhoga dukkha yone evati. So sensual pleasures, which is born out of sense, the contact between sense organs and sense objects, is temporary because it has a beginning and an end. Therefore, wise people do not take resort to it. So a person who craves for sensual pleasures, or he craves for fruits of action, thereby does action with craving, such a person will get bonded and finally end up in sorrow alone. Whereas yuktaha, a person who has the right view, either through offering everything to Ishvara or through the knowledge that I am not the doer, so he will attain shanti. And it doesn't mean that he will refrain from actions, because Krishna himself has said in the earlier that both yoga, Sankhya and yoga, are same. And as per him, sannyasam and karma yogam, karma yogi is greater. Karma yoga itself means that there is internal sannyasam, and karma yoga so internally assumes sannyasam, whereas sannyasi might not exactly have karma yoga, and both are not exactly different from one another. But this only means that we don't exactly need to renounce everything in order to be an internal sannyasi, in order to gain moksha. Shanti can be achieved when karma phalam tyaktva naishtikim. So when a person does action without craving for fruit, then shanti mapnoti, he will attain shanti. It doesn't need external sannyasam. Internal sannyasam is inbuilt in a yogi, therefore it's always there. So a person who has the right vision, he will gain anandam, he'll gain moksham. Whereas a person who doesn't have the right attitude, he will get attached to karma phalam, he'll be bound by karma again and again. So in the next few shlokas, Krishna gets back into the topic of the Atman being not attached. So he said in the 8th and 9th shloka that naiva kinchit karomi iti. So the view that I am not the doer, Indriyas are the doer. And then he said a better way or alternative way, better for majority of the people in the world, which is offering everything to Ishvara. Both the ways, ultimate truth is that the Atman is a karta, it is not the doer. So how it is not the doer, why it is not the doer, and those things Krishna will be proving in the next few shlokas, which we will see later. Hare Krishna.